A proposed bill would give schools grants for artificial intelligence software designed to detect guns and other weapons. We've made it to Friday, and we've made it to March 1st. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, walleye are a favored catch for fish fry, but climate change is hurting their ability to survive. And yesterday was Black Advocacy Day at the state capitol. Margaret Faust will have more on the event. Stay with us.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A Wisconsin bill would give schools grants for artificial intelligence software designed to detect guns and other weapons. The proposal approved by the Assembly would allocate $4 million to public or private schools that apply for the funding. Proponents say the technology is another tool for preventing school shootings. Republican Representative Shea Sortwell voted against the bill on the Assembly floor last week. He says the technology could violate constitutional protections against unreasonable searches.
The technology from some of the companies that presented at the committee that could be utilized under this proposal violates people's Fourth Amendment rights.
The American Civil Liberties Union lobbied against the bill and has raised concerns about over-surveillance and false positives. The proposal still needs approval from Wisconsin's Senate, which could take up the legislation during the final day of its session later this month. Walleye are a favored catch for Wisconsin anglers, and the fish is culturally significant to Wisconsin's Ojibwe tribes. As Danielle Kading reports, a new study finds climate change is affecting their ability to survive as lakes are thawing earlier.
The study examined 194 lakes in the Midwest to gauge changes around when walleye mate and lay their eggs. In the past, walleye spawning has been linked to when ice melts off lakes each spring. But researchers say climate change is causing lakes to thaw earlier and about three times faster than walleye are adapting. Research technician Martha Barta with UW-Madison says early thaws can lead to a boom in tiny plant life that's eaten by zooplankton, which are in turn eaten by walleye.
And then by the time that the walleye babies hatch, there's not really a lot of food resources around for them. And, you know, survival can be really low.
The study's authors say controlling the movement of invasive species, bag limits, and runoff that leads to algae blooms may help boost their resilience. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A new bill would ban products containing PFAS starting in 2028. The proposed legislation from Democrats would first ban PFAS in items like food packaging, cosmetics, and textiles. All products containing PFAS would be banned in 2034. The bill is similar to restrictions passed in Minnesota last year. Democratic State Senator Brad Peff is one of the bill's authors. He says the move is not unlike past restrictions on other chemicals. He compared it to the ban on DDT after the insecticide was found to be poisoning bald eagles.
This nation stepped forward and collectively and moved away from that product, and we've got American bald eagles flying above us.
PAF also announced a proposal for spending $125 million of a trust fund for addressing PFAS in the state. The state legislature already passed a Republican-authored plan for allocating that money, but Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he'll veto the bill. Yesterday was Black Advocacy Day at the state capitol. As Margaret Faust reports, speakers emphasized the importance of running for office and organizing if people want to change their quality of life.
The Black Legislative Action Coalition of Wisconsin hosted the event. It included workshops on navigating the justice system, redistricting, and the political process. Shokwe Ontar Lumumba is the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. In his keynote address, he encouraged people to run for office.
We have to be the cavalry that we've been waiting on. We have to be the catalyst of change.
Since Wisconsin became a state, more than 5,000 people have served in the legislature, but only 33 of them have been identified as Black or African American, according to the Legislative Reference Bureau. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Milk, custard, cheese, Wisconsin is known for all of it in the dairy industry. It's a title that many of us are proud of. In today's Wisconsin Life, lawmakers went so far ahead to protect this title that they banned a specific color of margarine. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Mary Kate McCoy with the story about a quirky Wisconsin law.
For years, yellow margarine was illegal in Wisconsin. Why? Well, the history is a little complicated and a little bit strange, but its roots lie in Wisconsin's proud heritage as the dairy state. WPR's Jenny Peek brings us the story.
Wisconsin is America's dairyland. It's a title we take seriously. The state is home to over 1 million cows that produce almost 2.5 billion pounds of milk each month. We even host the World Dairy Expo. For Wisconsin lawmakers, it's an industry worth protecting. And its importance can be traced through a history of sometimes oddball laws. Ed Peel of Columbus, Ohio, reached out to WPR's Wisconsin about one such law. He visited his grandparents in Kenosha as a child and remembers the margarine being white instead of yellow. His grandfather had told him, "It's a Wisconsin law." So Peel asked Wisconsin, "Is that true?" It reminded me of a story I'd heard from my father-in-law, Rob Howell, who grew up in Kenosha. One of his chores as a boy was to mix the yellow dye into the margarine.
Of course, it came in these rectangular 1 pound packages with a little bead of yellow dye. And you had to break that bead and then spread it through the pound of oleo, which is very time consuming. But it was a god awful mess, you know, because by the time you'd squeeze this oleo for 10 minutes, it had softened way up. Then you had to squirt it out into some sort of container. So it was always pretty unappetizing, but it was super unappetizing when it was white.
Not being able to buy yellow margarine in Wisconsin drove many residents, like the Howells, across state lines to buy the cheaper pre-mixed goods. Border towns like Waukegan, Illinois, boasted pop-up oleo stands advertising their product to traveling Wisconsinites.
Sometimes if we knew ahead of time that we were going to do that, we'd ask our neighbors if they wanted us to pick up a few pounds of colored oleo for them, and we often did, and so often came back with quite a haul of this illegal margarine.
Wisconsin started regulating margarine in 1881. Dave Driscoll, a curator at the Wisconsin Historical Society, says that while the laws have varied, the intent was simple: ensure fair prices for dairy products and prevent fraud.
The most durable objection to margarine was that it's fraudulent in that it's misrepresenting itself as butter. And, you know, it's kind of a pasty white by itself, which in the literature is referred to things like, you know, a corpse-like white, you know. So I think they felt that as long as it didn't look appealing, it didn't look like something delicious for your toast, that, you know, that was good enough.
But people got tired of the regulations and began pushing lawmakers to repeal them.
Throughout the Great Depression and then World War II rationing, more and more people actually had experience of consuming margarine. It was like, well, I've been eating this for years now. You know, it wasn't all that bad and it's significantly cheaper. So I should be able to buy this.
By 1953, only Minnesota and Wisconsin had laws banning yellow margarine. In 1963, Minnesota repealed its ban, leaving Wisconsin as the lone holdout. 4 years later, in 1967, Wisconsin joined the rest of the nation in legalizing yellow margarine. I asked Driscoll why it took so long.
I think in general, it's safe to say that the dairy interests in the state were as strong or stronger here than in most other states.
Even with yellow margarine legal, butter is the go-to spreadable fat in Wisconsin. It's a welcome change for Howell, who still remembers trying butter for the first time when he was 7.
I got one day at Forest Park Elementary School a hot lunch, and I tasted that and was immediately impressed at how much better it was than margarine, which is terrible. And went home with that and was told by my mom that it was butter was too expensive and unhealthy.
But once it was up to him, he steered clear of oleo.
I haven't eaten margarine, at least knowingly, for probably 50 years.
This story came from an audience question as part of the Why Sconson project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future story. Go to WPR.org/WhySconson. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Mary Kate McCoy.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Something about a Friday in March makes me have a little more pep in my step. Hopefully you're feeling the same way today. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today, the folks putting the show together behind the scenes, were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be in that podcast feed again on Monday morning, so take the weekend, tell a friend about the show, help spread the word. We really do appreciate it. You know we do. And thank you, by the way. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.